Donna Backer says the biggest concern that they hear right now is uncertainty. Will it happen or will it not, said Backer. Of course, the North Bay and District Chamber of Commerce president is referring to the threat of tariffs being made by new U.S. President Donald Trump. Which industry is going to be affected? Will all products be applied a tariff or a limited amount, wonders Backer. Tariffs and trade barriers can harm industries, jobs, and people across both borders. See related. Trudeau says Canada, ready, for Trump tariffs as ministers make final push in D.C. Trump initially claimed his tariff threat was in response to a failure by Canada and Mexico to curb the illegal flow of people and drugs across the border. Trudeau today tried to reassure Canadians while acknowledging Canada could be facing difficult times in the coming days and weeks. Regardless of the situation, Backer believes there is no winner with tariffs. In the end, any cost increase that businesses incur due to tariffs will either eat their bottom line or impose the costs to the consumer, she said. With that being said, there are opportunities for our country to prioritize internal trade and diminish interprovincial barriers. We understand that the First Ministers are advancing this issue and that is a move in the right direction. Backer noted that the Canadian Chamber of Commerce has created a new tool called the Canada-US Trade Tracker. It highlights our current trade partnerships and economic impact that these tariffs will cause per person, she noted. It's a great tool to get some current trade stats and information.